The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo in the morning. Good morning, morning. It's 8:05 on AM 970. The Answer, James Brown. Oh, man, I love this song. Living in America, man. The greatest country on planet Earth. Hit me. Give it to me. Hit me. Come on, come on.
Coast to coast.
Get this party started, baby.
Easy to get anywhere.
Hardest working man in show business in his day. Oh, Miss James Brown. The late, great James Brown with Joe Piscopo at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer. Happy October. By the way, I if you just watched Maria Bartiromo, so I had pink on in recognition of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I believe October is
absolutely
that month. And a happy October to you, and great to have you with us on this Monday. Love being with Maria. We'll get into it in a second. I just want to tell you that Congressman Lee Zeldin is coming up in about 10 minutes. Love Congressman Zeldin coming on the show. He will join us live. Judge Andrew Napolitano is in this hour as well. You don't want to miss the judge. With Jersey Joe, my elementary school buddy, Judge Napolitano. Dr. Wednesday Martin on Monday. She has a book called Untrue, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Martin. And Kevin Jackson, who was just fired from Fox News for saying some politically incorrect things about this whole Kavanaugh fiasco. And Kevin will join us live in the 9 o'clock hour. I give Kevin these airwaves because he's a friend. And, you know, you don't forget your friends, you know. So I don't know what went on, what happened. But I think everybody's being too sensitive to the point. And chatting with Maria about Saturday Night Live, I have to tell you this. And when I was on Neil last week and they started talking about Chevy Chase saying bad things about Lauren, first of all, I questioned the source because it was the Washington Post. And I don't know that Chevy actually said those words. That's where I say I don't know that he would, because I know Chevy and Lauren were close. They made that show. Don't forget, they were doing Lemmings, I think, on Broadway, the kind of National Lampoon kind of show. And then Lauren saw them, and Lauren hired Chevy Chase. Lauren hired John Belushi, Danny Aykroyd, Gilda, and this brilliant cast. And then somehow I end up on Saturday Night Live, man, you know, from Bloomfield, New Jersey, through Gene Domanian, who hired Eddie and I, and then Mr. Ebersole, Dick Ebersole, producer. But it was Lauren that started it. I am not going to disrespect where I come from. Whether it's my hometown, whether it's my family, whether it's this radio station, you know, because I'm loyal. We could joke about it and we could maybe have a mild disagreement, but I'm not going to put it down. So when I go on national television about Saturday Night Live, yeah, of course, they're not going to go after the left. And I very, very respectfully submit funny things that they could be doing that would go after the left. But if then I'm not going to put them down. Say, when Matt Damon goes on SNL and he comes out as Judge Kavanaugh, and believe me, Judge Kavanaugh is a conservative rock star. He's going to be stronger and tougher, and he's going to be a legend after going through all this, because I don't think, I mean, if I could just, you know, be objective about this, watching Dr. Ford, there were so many, I don't know that I believe her. I don't know that she was credible. This is my opinion. I don't know it. And there were too many holes. The flying thing, I'm a fear of flying. Oh, and that she didn't know How many times did we hear Grassley say, Senator Grassley say, we will come to you, doctor, for whatever you need, however you need it. Oh, I didn't know that. No. And then there's reports, and I'm saying this is all alleged reports that she was a bit of a, and I'm saying Dr. Ford was a bit of a party animal, a little bit in the D.C. It's not credible to me. There were too many holes in her argument. Rachel Mitchell was a complete failure, in my opinion. Right. So now. But when you make fun of Judge Kavanaugh through Matt Damon, it was funny on SNL. If you can't laugh at this, then you got a problem. You have to laugh at it. And I understand how you're, oh my God, but you can't. Sometimes conservatives don't have a sense of humor. Don't be like the left and be vicious like that. My only suggestion to SNL, and listen, they're at the top of the game, and they are brilliant, and the cast is brilliant, and I'm not going to make any apologies for that. But it would be great if Leslie Jones did Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters is the angriest person on the planet. She makes no sense, and she is just so ripe to be parodied. No one is doing Maxine Waters. How do you not do Impeach 45? I'm so angry. Assault everybody in the administration. Oh, Maxine, imagine being married to that gal. Oh, hey, get up, get out of bed. Oh, Max, there is a parody. If Leslie Jones ever did Maxine Waters, it would be one of the most iconic characters ever in the history of Saturday Night Live. And I present that respectfully to SNL, you know. And then Rachel Mitchell, the gal that kind of cross-examined or however questioned Dr. Ford, Rachel Mitchell, they brought her from Arizona. You can't tell me Dana Carvey couldn't nail that from Here to Kingdom Come. Boom! Dana Carvey as Rachel Mitchell. That's funny. That is funny. And Kate McKinnon did a brilliant take on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It tilted, you know, in favor of the left, of course. But it was funny, and it was a great performance. We have to loosen up, man. We got to loosen up, and you got to laugh a little bit. Oh, well, you can't do Judge Kavanaugh. Oh, my God. Yes, you can. Fun. You don't cut funny. What you can't do is Dr. Ford. That's too sensitive at this point. So how do you do it? You do it. You go after, I think, Rachel Mitchell, where she had nothing to Dr. Ford, and you have somebody like Dana Carvey play that? Come on. No, come on. How about Leslie Jones as Cory Booker with the helmet on doing Spartacus? Come on. That's hysterical. And why they don't do that, I don't know, because you have a brilliant cast, and they are, you know, they're at the top of their game, I'm telling you right now. And I know you don't think it's funny, but I'm telling you, as a performer, I've been there. There's some very funny things coming out of Saturday Night Live. And I ain't going to throw the place, my home, that gave me everything that I have. I ain't going to throw them under the bus ever. And right, wrong, or different. And, you know, don't ever forget this. Norman Steinberg, my friend, wrote this for Joe Bologna in one of my favorite movies called My Favorite Year. You don't cut funny. You don't cut funny. And the only thing is, I understand it could be more balanced. Maria's right in that regard, and guilty as charged. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. And here somebody said, this is from Rob on Twitter. And thanks for reaching out, Rob. Like Lauren said, he's quoting Lorne Michaels here. Your favorite era was probably the one that was on when you were in high school. And then Rob went on to say, for me, of course, that was Eddie, Joe, Tim Kazurinsky. Very underrated. You're absolutely right. Tim, by the way, was the captain of our cast. He really was. Phil Hartman, Lovitz, Carvey, etc. So I appreciate that, Rob. But then as I go on and I look down Twitter, and I appreciate you reaching out to at Jersey Joe Piscopo. Joe, Matt Damon was terrible in the SNL premiere. You don't need to watch it because he could not even stay in character, kept laughing. Leftists like he love to mock conservatives and our traditional values. And, you know, I disagree. This is from Jay on Twitter. But you're more than welcome to voice your opinion. But I just think we got to loosen up a little bit. I really do. And you don't cut funny. And you just have fun with it. And if you're going to make fun, listen, I've taken shots at people. My God, we did a bit. I feel guilty some of the bits that we did because I was the guy that satirized Ronald Reagan. But I'm telling you, the Reagan White House, I tell you, if I told you this once, I'll tell you 1,000 times. What did they do? Invite the kid to the White House. Me. They invited me to the White House. And I was a diehard Dem, a blue dog Dem, was a conservative Democrat at the time. But they invited me to the White House. How smart was that? Now, was that Francis Albert Sinatra, my dear friend, that said, hey, Nancy, get this kid to the White House. Let him meet Ronnie. He'll change his tune. Whatever they did, it's exactly what happened. They got me to the White House. I was so taken by this great man, the Gipper, Ronald Reagan, the goodness of the man. You could tell a guy by his handshake. I shook Ronald Reagan's hand. I shook Bill Clinton's hand. Let me just leave it at that. I was just so, when you shook the Gipper's hand, man, there was a warmth. There was a goodness. And it really honestly changed my political outtake. And I think that's what Frank Sinatra talked to Nancy, because Nancy was not happy that I was there. I told you that before. I tell Neil that all the time. She says two words. After I meet Ronald Reagan, well, Joe, you know, I commented on the fire behind that was going on. Great fire, Mr. President. What am I going to say to President Reagan? Great, you know? Now, hey, do you like me making fun of you on Saturday Night Live, Mr. President? No, I said great fire. Well, Joe, we've got people to do that for us. That's what Ronald Reagan said to me, you know? And then, great to meet you, Mr. President. You too, Joe. Wow. There was a warmth. There was a wonderful feeling. I turn away from the great Ronald Reagan, and I turn, and I'm face to face with Nancy Reagan. Two words. Hello, Joe. Boom! I knew why I was there. I knew how to behave myself. But the point of the matter is they kind of embraced it. It's the way, to deal with criticism. It's just bring him into the, you know, bring him right into the fray, man, and show him what it's like, you know. That's why I always say that. I think the president, it would be great. I think Saturday Night Live should invite the president on to do his impression of Dianne Feinstein. Did you see that in West Virginia? It was hysterical. Donald Trump did an impression of Senator Feinstein at this rally in West Virginia. It was hysterical. He goes, oh, he did Grassley. I wonder if you can find the audio of that, Frank. It was hysterical. Donald Trump goes like this. He goes, Grassley talking to Feinstein. Do you know who leaked the memo? Do you know who leaked the memo? And then he does Feinstein. The president does in front of like 15, 20,000 people. I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Then he says to the staff, this is the president talking. He goes, do you know? The staff doesn't know. Oh, it was hysterical. And I think that Lauren should invite President Trump to do his Feinstein impression on the show. Everybody's got to loosen up. We're too uptight. Oh, my goodness gracious. 60 minutes after 8 o'clock. If you find that that audio, Frankie Fiber, do you have that? The president of West Virginia doing a Dianne Feinstein impression. Yes, please.
Did you leak the document? What? Wait 1 minute. Did we leak? No, we didn't.
That was hysterical. Did you hear the laughs? That's 25,000 people?
Whatever. Oh, yeah. No, look. You can disagree with the president's policies, but you cannot say that he's not a great performer.
You know, and I wish I had said that to Maria, but you know, sometimes they, and again, they get the tone, and I understand they're very sensitive about Judge Kavanaugh, but you gotta, Frankie Five Boroughs, you gotta loosen up, man. I mean, people, they took shot. When I started, on Saturday Night Live, I made fun of Johnny Carson, and I regret that to this day. Where Barry Blaustein wrote it,
but you're a satirist. You're there to make fun of people.
Yeah, and you're right. And people have me. How many times have you heard a Joe Piscopo joke? Oh my God, on Family Guy, on The Simpsons. Those you, I miss Joe Piscopo, which is people say you got to laugh at yourself. Especially if you lead with your chin, you've got to laugh at yourself and not be so thin-skinned, for crying out loud. Oh, Lord, everybody's got to loosen up. But the president was hysterical. That was hysterical. You know what, Frank? Genuinely funny.
Oh, yeah.
Genuinely funny. All right, 8:18 right now, Piscopo in the morning. Susie's out there on the roads. Hi, Susie. How we doing traffic-wise? You got to give us the breakdown of what's happening at the Lincoln Tunnel. Susie, what's going on there? Yeah, she's not there yet. You know what? We had
I'll let you know,
Frankie, tell me about what happened at the Lincoln Tunnel. Locally, we are live. We are local out of New York, out of Wall Street. We're hearing about a bus crash outside of the Lincoln Tunnel, and it's apparently a pretty bad crash. We're not in the tunnel itself.
No, not in the tunnel. On the Helix going out of the tunnel. It was a SUV and another car. Apparently, they put the SUV on a tow truck. They're towing it away. They're not sure if there's any injuries or not.
Oh,
but
boy.
This affects the rush because one of the lanes going into the tunnel is an express bus lane, and they use that outbound Helix for it. So there's traffic backups. It's probably well over an hour right now. So we'll get to Susie. She'll be with us in a minute or two.
All right. Well, you want to just avoid the Lincoln Tunnel. Maybe take the Holland Tunnel. You know what's interesting too, if I could say, tell me if we got to. You want to go to the break right here, Frank?
No, we got to wait for Susie. She's not here.
So. You want to wait, or you want to break?
Otherwise? I mean, I'd like to, but if we have to, you know, we'll arrange our lives around Susie.
No, I thought you meant you're around Al Gattula.
Yeah.
We go, well, we have a short break here, so
let me complain. Can I complain for 30 seconds?
Sure.
When you go in the tunnel and there's traffic and you're coming from Jersey into the tunnel,
okay.
And you got
which
the bus,
tunnel?
The Lincoln Tunnel,
okay.
and the buses are all jamming, and mm-hmm. it's insane. The second you, and correct me if I'm wrong with a phone call, please, the second you get out of the tunnel, it's wide open without a car around.
Oh, I don't know about
no,
that.
Oh, yeah. No, I do know about that because I do it every day. When I come in, I go, what? When I take the Lincoln Tunnel, it opens up. It's like they should put maybe police officers. I think the cars get confused. Where do I go? Do I go downtown? Do I go uptown? Do I go midtown? I don't know where to go. It's like because you know why? The buses go to the right. They go into the Port Authority, and it's all wide open most of the time. I think you need people to, like, if there's an accident on 78, God forbid, you know what I'm saying? People stop and they stare, and it just causes a traffic jam for an hour.
When isn't there an accident on 78?
I don't
know. There seems to be one all the time.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Yeah. But maybe you should have state troopers going, all right, let's keep going. A waiver
no,
guy?
That's not their. Well, huh? That's not their job. That's the problem. Maybe. And you're not real. I mean, honestly, you're really not supposed to be rubbernecking. I mean, keep the traffic flow going.
The worst thing.
It's amazing to me that they don't have. You know that people have to rubberneck on these accidents. I mean, right. Some of them are horrific. So
let's take a break. We'll get to Susie when she comes back. And
we have a guest coming up. That's why we wanted to get to the.
Let's take a break because we're on a tight time schedule.
It's 8:21. Susie will come back in a second. Piscopo in the morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Let's face it. We love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it too when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, "Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill." After she confirms, you can then say, "Alexa, play the Answer New York." That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, daylife, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 821. Susie's coming up momentarily. I did want to tell you about MyPillow. Oh, you're going to love the mattress topper. Have you called yet? I got a great deal for you on the mattress topper. The MyPillow mattress topper, made of three layers, helps give you the support you need. Well, I have it at my house. I've had it on my mattress for a couple years now. And what's great about it, you could wash it. It's got a 10-year warranty, made in America, and this, a 60-day money-back guarantee from Mike Lindell with the MyPillow mattress topper. You have nothing to lose. Would you call this morning? Just check it out. Again, you don't like it, you're going to love it. But if you don't like it, you got a 60-day money-back guarantee. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Now, you got to check out this fantastic deal for you on AM 970 listening. 30% off the MyPillow mattress topper, plus two free standard-size MyPillows. This is a great deal for Mr. Lindell. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. If you're driving, you're busy, it's morning. I know, here it is, like 8:23 in the morning. Please remember this. All you got to remember is MyPillow.com for the MyPillow mattress topper. 30% off the MyPillow mattress topper, plus two free standard size MyPillows. MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
All right, Susie Cerrone's with us now. Susie, we're thinking about that Lincoln Tunnel situation. How bad is it, my dear?
Yeah, it's really bad. When they say accident investigation, Joe, that is a phrase that you never want to hear. Yep, the outbound Lincoln tunnel is closed. There's an accident investigation on the Helix, so definitely avoid the outbound Lincoln Tunnel. If you're stuck in that, what they're doing is they're diverting you through Hoboken, so forget about that. The inbound George Washington Bridge, we're down to 30 for the upper, 20 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln, just about 25. And at the Holland, that's about 25 from either approach. Alternate side, suspended meters in effect. It's the last gridlock alert day today. That is due to the last day of the UN General Assembly in session. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, packed. Richmond Avenue to across the Verrazano. Stalling Queens on the Grand Central Westman at Kew Gardens. That's in the right lane. 95 Northbound at Westchester Avenue in the Bronx. An accident blocking two lanes. Deegan slash Thruway southbound. Delays from Yonkers Avenue down to the Cross Bronx. Crash on the Parkway southbound at 147. 22 eastbound, a really bad accident at Springfield Road. New York State Thruway southbound delays north of exit 13 into Westchester. And in Putnam, 84 eastbound is shut down exit 17 to 18. 52 eastbound is the alternate. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Episcopal in the Morning. Thank you, Al.
You look right at me.
Yeah, I'm following Twitter, and then I'm looking that Congressman Zeldin has called in. Susie, well done, and thank you very much. And please be careful on the road. Daddy worries about you. 824 with Joe on the radio, AM 970, The Answer. Congressman Lee Zeldin is the Republican representative representing New York's 1st District, kind enough to join us. Congressman, welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning, Lee?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me back.
Yes, sir. Congressman, give us the take on the whole Kavanaugh situation, if you would, sir.
Well, you know, my take, I was watching this firsthand down in Washington last week, and what often happens when you're down there witnessing craziness is you're hoping that outside of the Capitol, outside of the Beltway, that Americans are watching what's going on, and then what happens oftentimes is you get back home a day later and you realize that they were, you know, just people were distracted, worried about family, work, really weren't paying attention. But oh boy, when I came back on Friday, I've been home over the course of the last few days. Mm-hmm. Americans are paying attention. It's been pretty crazy what's going on. I mean, there are games that are being played, that there are posturing, gamesmanship that we're seeing in Washington that I think Americans are catching on to and are smart enough. So I'll give you one example. A Democratic congressman, right after Kavanaugh was nominated, releases a statement where the statement says he/she in the statement. In other words, prepared a statement that would apply to whoever.
Oh, right, right.
Whoever was going to get nominated, and when they actually put out the statement, they forgot to get rid of the /she. There are people who are requesting a one-week FBI investigation whose goal, the FBI could say with 100% certainty that Kavanaugh absolutely didn't do it, which isn't, you know, that's not what the FBI will do. That's not how they operate. That's not their process. But even if they did, A lot of these Senate Democrats, they're not going to vote for him anyway. So I don't like the gamesmanship that's going on, the posturing. They're just trying to bring the man down no matter what, however.
Yeah.
That's concerning. But, you know, a serious accusation comes up. You treat it seriously, but quite honestly, it should have come forward a couple months earlier so that it could have been vetted earlier in the process. And, you know, and that, again, was a Senator Dianne Feinstein game.
Unbelievable. Hey, Congressman, were you in the actual hearing there in Washington?
No, we had a lot going on our side of the chamber. However, if there was a vote series on the floor of the House of Representatives, I've never seen the cloakroom right next to the floor.
Yeah.
I've never seen it so packed with people watching on the TV screens, having conversations with each other.
Yeah,
yeah, we're paying really close attention.
See, it's good to hear your take on it because we know it's a witch hunt. And we were just chatting about SNL with Maria Bartiromo on the show, and they had fun with the Kavanaugh situation. And you got to laugh, and you can laugh, but facts are facts. It's a witch hunt. And now, Dianne Feinstein didn't do anything illegal, did she, Congressman? I mean, by not revealing that letter from Dr. Ford?
I don't know of an actual law, a federal statute, that required her to do the right thing earlier. So it's a different compass. Might not have been a legal compass as much as a moral one, and just what's the right way of handling things. Yeah. Right from wrong? She violated all sorts of rules there.
Did you see the president's impression of Dianne Feinstein in West Virginia? Did you see that?
Oh, boy. No, I missed that.
It was hysterical. It was genuinely as funny as it gets. And the laughs from 20,000 people. And by the way, speaking of the president, Congressman, he tweeted out an endorsement of you a few days ago. Was that a surprise?
You know, I didn't know that it was coming out at that moment. I did believe that he would be putting out support. I just didn't know when. But you know, we welcome his endorsement. We've worked close with him on defeating MS-13 and and doing more to help our veterans. He signed a bill to help that had got passed through Congress to help disabled vets. And the economy is ripping, and our borders are being better secured, and ISIS is almost wiped off the map in Iraq and Syria. I see a lot of good things going, and we've been able to work together on, and I just want to see more victories ahead. And I think the mentality that what the average American wants, what most Americans want, is to see everybody working together to find common ground and move our country forward, and others want to, you know, oppose, resist, impeach, obstruct everything and anything. And that's not me. I work with the president. I want him to be successful. I want our country to be successful.
Yeah, and what do you think of the president's speech at the UN last week? This was, in my opinion, Congressman Zeldin, one of the best. It was an epic, historic speech that he made in front of the General Assembly. Do you agree, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's calling balls and strikes so much more accurately on the world stage than his predecessor did. Right? Understanding who our friends are, who our adversaries are, understanding our adversaries, they don't respect weakness, they only respect strength. So when you're talking about Iran and with regards to not just nuclear but non-nuclear activities and North Korea, I mean, he was willing to call balls and strikes fairly in 2017 when he was there on that stage.
Yeah.
And he comes back a year later. If North Korea, you know, is showing progress and is indicating a desire to move in a better direction for his country, he'll come back with a different posture about moving forward correctly there. And with China, he's leveraging the fact that we have the world's largest economy, and that China has been taking advantage of the United States. So from one nation to the next, and the same thing applies to friends. He is working on, you know, prioritizing the United States of America first. However, it's not the United States of America isolated and disengaged from the world. It's, you know, he's prioritizing the United States first, but on the world stage, he is exercising American leadership to ensure that we are protected, our national security, our economy, and that good prevails over evil in conflicts abroad. And we're seeing it in Syria and elsewhere. So a good speech, but I'm so much more supportive of his foreign policy than his predecessors, and especially with people like, you know, Mike Pompeo and a Nikki Haley and a John Bolton. He has good people around him.
Superstars. Congressman Lee Zeldin with Joe Piscopo. How's your reelection going, Congressman?
Oh, I tell you, the biggest threat for the Republic, if we visualize what kind of a country we want in January of 2019, in our heads, in our minds, we decide what we want. We need to spend the next 5 weeks fighting for it, and then you have it. Yeah. If you visualize in your head what type of a country you want, and you spend the next 5 weeks doing something else, especially if you don't vote on Election Day, then you'll end up with a very different country in January of 2019. My reelection, I'd much rather be us than my opponent, but complacency can be a killer anywhere, in my district and anywhere else in the country. So people need to get out and vote and need to remind friends and family to vote. And as long as our people get out, we win. But this is an election that is really, you know, all about turnout. There are elections where both sides are coming out no matter what.
Yes, sir.
This is an election that, you know, the Democrats are energized. They're upset because they lost so badly in November of 2016. We might be happy about how certain things are going, but winning an election in the past doesn't win you an election in the future. We'll win. As long as all of our supporters show up.
Yeah, and you know, Congressman, we appreciate your valuable time. You're doing a great job. And that roundtable you did on gangs, God bless you for doing that. I mean, before we let you go, how was the gang situation in your district? And I know Congressman King is right there with you, Congressman Donovan. I mean, New York State, very, very lucky to have you guys there. How was that going in the district? Just unthinkable, this whole MS-13 on our own home turf, you know, Congressman?
Yeah, they've both Congressman King, Congressman Donovan have been great. We've traveled with the president up to Long Island multiple times. We had a roundtable in our district just a couple weeks ago. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte came in, and all levels of government at the table. And that's what we're seeing every single day, is all levels of government, all agencies working great together to defeat MS-13. And it's not just about the justice that you bring, the investigation and the indictment that comes down when a murder takes place, it's about preventing the next murder, and those stories will warm your heart when you hear of that law enforcement, that detective who was in the right place at the right time, who saw MS-13 members trying to, you know, drag a boy into a car, and they stopped it before he went to a bad place. And it's about the drug trafficking, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking. So, you know, God bless our great law enforcement at all levels. They're doing a great job. MS-13 is being defeated. They're not defeated yet. So, you know, we need to keep it up because they're still up to some bad stuff.
And we need
to not just protect those families who have suffered in the past, but prevent other families from becoming victims going forward.
Well, we appreciate your fight, Congressman. You're doing a great job, and we support you, Lee Zeldin.
Well, so are you.
No, thank you.
Good to be with
you. Thank you, sir. Godspeed indeed. Congressman Lee Zeldin right there, Republican, representing the New York's 1st District and doing a great job. Piscopo in the morning, Judge Andrew Napolitano will join us momentarily. It's 8:35 right now on AM 970. The Answer, here comes Big Al with the headline news live and local on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
66 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Pennsylvania man is $1 million richer thanks to a fortune cookie. New Jersey Lottery says Ronnie Martin recently bought 3 Mega Millions tickets in New Jersey using numbers he saw on a fortune cookie years ago. While the numbers didn't earn him the multi-million-dollar jackpot, enough of them matched with the winning numbers to score a $1 million prize. Ronnie and his wife plan to use the prize money to pay off their home and other bills. Whatever's left will go into savings. One person dead, another critically injured after a fire tore through a home in Brooklyn. Officials say the unidentified male victim taken to Brookdale Hospital, where he later died. A woman removed from the building is in critical condition at New York Cornell Hospital. The blaze broke out on the second floor Sunday morning at 53 Hale Avenue. Cause of the fire under investigation. In sports, Yankees finished the regular season with a 10-2 loss to the Red Sox. They'll host the wild card game against the Oakland A's Wednesday at the stadium. Mets beat the Marlins 1-0 at Citi Field. Jets losing streak now 3 games following a 31-12 loss to the Jaguars in Jacksonville, and the Giants lost at home to the Saints by the final of 33-18. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Cloudy and 66, what's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, Staten Island Expressway eastbound solid Richmond Avenue to across Verrazano. Solid Queens on the Grand Central Westman at Kew Gardens, 95 northbound at Westchester Avenue, an accident blocking two lanes. Deegan slash Thruway southbound backed up Yonkers Avenue into the Cross Bronx. Inbound George 30 for the upper 20 at the lower. Inbound Lincoln 20, the outbound Lincoln Tunnel is closed. An accident investigation on the Helix. You're being diverted into Hoboken and at the Holland 30 from either approach. Crash on the Parkway southbound at 147. Bad accident in Springfield 22 eastbound at Springfield Road. Thruway southbound delays north of exit 13 into Westchester. Up in the Hudson Valley, 84 eastbound is still closed. Exit 17 to 18. Your forecast today is sun cloud mixed with a high of 76, 67 tonight. Tuesday afternoon, rain with a high of 79. Wednesday, partly sunny and 75. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by The Home Depot. The next generation of home improvement has everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and for less every day. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
There are few things more irritating than a high-pressure salesperson constantly calling or trying to sell you something that you don't need or understand, particularly when it comes to rare or semi-rare coins. Now, this is Michael Medved for American Federal Rare Coin and Bullion. Unfortunately, many investors end up buying grossly overpriced coins, such as certified pandas or other high-priced modern material. Salespeople often push whatever makes them the highest commission, but you'll never experience that with American Federal. I know, because I use American Federal. Nick Rovich, American Federal owner and his staff, they'll always treat you with respect, provide you with honest information, and answer all your questions before you even spend a dime. I'm one of American Federal's clients. Nick was able to sell my non-performing collector coins and to get me into bullion-type coins. Now I know exactly where I stand every day by simply looking at the price of gold. Call American Federal at 800-221-7694 for a free coin appraisal. That's 800-221-7694 or AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
The brilliance of Pavarotti. That is the only way to introduce Judge Andrew Napolitano, the most brilliant guy that I know. Andrew, welcome back to the show, Judge. An honor to have you with us always.
So, Joey, I was on with Maria this morning, and they told me you were going to be on, and they intentionally misled me to tell me you were going to be there.
Oh!
So I'm in the green room. All of a sudden, I see your face on the screen from the radio. I should have known that you couldn't be in two places at once.
I know. It's so funny because when I walked in to do Neil's show the other day, and then I'm waiting, and you were doing something. You were immersed into your phone because I know you had a thousand.
I was reading something on my iPhone. All of a sudden, I sensed you. I sensed you. It was like a sixth sense. It's got to be Joey right here.
I was there, and it was the 1-2 punch. Enough Italians on Fox Business. I love it, you know. And then on Maria, too. Yeah, we're talking about the, you know, SNL. We're talking with Maria, who I know you feel the same way. Adore Maria Bartiromo. She's so the top of her game, a judge, as you are always. But they were talking about SNL. Is it okay for SNL to make fun of Kavanaugh? Everybody's got to lighten up, Judge Napolitano, a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit, right, Judge?
Listen, I probably disagree with Matt Damon on almost everything.
Yeah.
He was hilarious. He was side-splitting.
Thank you. And again, with due respect to Brett, and then I thought, how about this, Judge? I threw this out. You know, how about Dana Carvey playing Rachel Mitchell? How about that? They think that would have been funny. Come on!
Rachel Mitchell really did a terrible job.
Oh, what was that about? What was that about?
She actually reinforced the credibility of Dr. Ford and was asking dumb questions to the judge, so much so that the people that hired her, the Republican majority, took over the own interrogation from her.
Yeah, they took it away. And where did she disappear to? The desk
she was
gone?
To Arizona. I don't think she's going to come to D.C. for another 26 years.
But they just disappeared. Where'd that girl go? I said, oh, Judge, Judge, on the Judge Kavanaugh thing, you know, me and Frankie Five Burrows, our producer, Frankie Morano, we said, when the president said Judge Kavanaugh, we went, oh, not from the Bush administration. Now, this is what our feeling was. So how good of a Supreme Court justice is he going to be in Kavanaugh? But then I see him fight, and I see his children, and I see the good guy that he is, and he seemed, this could be the guy. And it seems to be, and I'd love to hear your take on it, Judge Napolitano. It looks like a concerted, just grabbing for straws takedown of this very fine American in Judge Kavanaugh.
Well, unfortunately, even if it is that, he's in a perilous situation now, perilous, because of the FBI. I mean, he's locked in to a version of events given under oath in which out of his mouth, it is unmistakably clear that he was not a heavy drinker who was belligerent or aggressive or passed out. Now, if he was in his youth, that is hardly a crime. But lying about it or misleading Congress about it will be fatal, not only to his nomination, but to the judgeship that he currently holds. So I don't know where this is going to go. I also agree with the op-ed in this morning's New York Times by Jim Comey. The FBI should not be limited by time or by the number of witnesses it can interview. It has ethical and legal obligations to go where the evidence takes it And those obligations transcend instructions from the president. So I'm not happy with this artificial limitation imposed on the FBI. I'm saying this as somebody who really expected Kavanaugh to be confirmed. I don't know how this ends, but I think it's a dangerous week for the judge.
Judge, there's no way they do this in a week. Am I right or wrong? No way.
Well, they have 8,000 agents. In the Anita Hill Clarence Thomas case, they interviewed 22 people. George H.W. Bush did not put a time limit or a witness limit, but they interviewed 22 witnesses in 4 days. So they can do it, but I don't think they should feel that they're under the gun. So there's a lot of areas to examine here. One is perjury by Dr. Ford or Judge Kavanaugh. One is misleading Congress, an independent crime by Dr. Ford or Judge Kavanaugh. One is lying to Congress by anybody who submitted these affidavits and who didn't testify. And the other is lying to the FBI. It's very difficult for them to do it in a week, and I wish that that time limitation had not been imposed on them. But as I said, it's a dangerous week for Judge Kavanaugh.
And Judge Andrew Napolitano, your prediction, do you think Kavanaugh will be confirmed?
I can't make a prediction, Joey. I mean, I can give you a prediction when I see what the FBI comes up with.
Yeah.
I mean, like everybody else, I thought he'd be sitting with the court at 10 o'clock this morning, the first Monday in October, when they open their their term.
Yeah.
The answer to your question is up to four people, four senators, you know, Flake, Manchin, Murkowski, and Collins. I don't disrespect them by calling them just by their last names, but those are the ones who were most moved by what they saw the other day, and nearly everybody else is committed as to how they're going to vote.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a question for the president.
Yeah.
If Kavanaugh's going to go down, should they even take a vote, in which case he becomes another Robert Bork, or should they withdraw the nomination and let him go back to the court on which he currently sits?
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer to that is either.
Well, I just wish Donald J. Trump put you on the Supreme Court, Judge Napolitano. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we want, Judge Andrew Napolitano on the Supreme Court.
That is the highest recommendation I could possibly want, Mr. Piscopo.
I'm serious.
Put makeup on. I'll talk to you soon. God love you.
I love you, Judge. Thanks for taking the time, sir. Thank you
so much. Anytime, Joey.
Judge Andrew Napolitano right there. That's the man I want. Come on. Judge Napolitano of the Supreme Court, former New Jersey Superior Court judge, and the youngest one, by the way. And he was appointed by Governor Kane right there. Fox News senior judicial analyst and dear friend, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. It's great. You know, Frankie Five Boroughs, and by the way, we're going to stay on that bus crash outside the Lincoln Tunnel. Susie's going to join us momentarily. That doesn't look good. But do we know about the injuries? Injuries, Albert? Nothing? We don't know yet. Okay.
No reports yet.
Okay.
But clearly a very, very tough situation. If you can avoid that area, I would certainly encourage folks to do so.
You know, and the thing is, I just don't like, and again, we're going to go to Twitter in a second and some of the social media, and I understand that people took offense to Saturday Night Live. I just say you got to make it funny and everything. But to the point, this guy Kavanaugh, Frankie Five Boroughs, you and I didn't agree that this was should have been the choice for the Supreme Court. Seems like a
But that's why we're not president. You, as president, you get to pick who you want.
Yeah.
Right? So I think...
I think he's been stellar up to in these hearings. Am I wrong? Am I missing something?
No, I think we may be part company on that one. I think if you look at how Clarence Thomas handled his hearings, right? Well, I went back recently and listened to what we said the day after Kavanaugh was nominated, and I said what makes this guy different from every other Supreme Court nominee in the last 25 years is that he doesn't have that confident, judicious, imperious manner that we've come to expect from Supreme Court nominees. So, you know, they did a similar degree of character assassination to Clarence Thomas. Now, Clarence Thomas was unflappable. He didn't start crying. He didn't start choking up. He didn't start screaming and whining at the Democrats on the Senate, asking them what they like to drink. Brett Kavanaugh came across as, you know, a guy that was really hurt, as you might understand, and sounded like a complaining, whining version of Kermit the Frog, in my view. Now, we do not, in this era.
Okay.
Hello there.
Kermit the Frog.
The closest I've ever seen to that, and I've watched all these confirmation hearings throughout my lifetime pretty
Kermit
closely.
The Frog.
I can't see Scalia in exactly the same position, breaking down and crying. I can't see Clarence Thomas, who went through almost exactly the same thing, and it was much more drawn out at the time, breaking down, crying, and demanding of Sheldon Whitehouse, "What do you like to drink, Senator?" I can't see it. Now, the closest we've seen to a Supreme Court nominee getting a little shaken was when they tried the character assassination on Sam Alito, when they tried to paint him as a racist. Yeah. And even he was unflappable. Right, so Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, Neil Gorsuch, these guys are stern. They look like judges. They look like they're in charge. Brett Kavanaugh looks like he's a stone's throw away from a mental breakdown.
You know, Frank, you always lay it out like that.
Now we're going to see a video of him like yelling at his daughter's basketball team that he coaches. Watch. That video is going to surface now.
And now keep in mind, nothing that I just described has anything to do with the kind of justice he'd be. It's perception, right?
Yeah,
it's perception.
Right.
We pick in a television era.
And again, you know, you're so hard to argue with, Frank.
In the matter of the case of Roe versus Wade.
And let me be clear. I would vote to confirm him. Even if these allegations are true, I would vote to confirm him.
I thought his speech coming out was great. I loved the passion. I thought he was right on point. I think he had every right there destroying because it is a witch hunt. It has, in my mind, Dr. Ford had no credibility. The fact that Dianne Feinstein did not show that memo. Who leaked that memo? Give me a break. She leaked the memo. There's got to be some kind of legality or at least admonishment from the Senate that if she leaks the memo to the Washington Post. And I just thought he was the kind of guy. But your point is well taken. And will you stop doing the Kermit
the Frog? No, I'm not going to do Kermit the Frog. I do think what Senator Flake...
Does that make Dianne Feinstein Miss Piggy? Is that right?
No, I don't even want to think about that.
See, now I'm going to hear about that. Though, it's a joke. It's a joke. Stop it.
I do think what Senator Flake said last night on 60 Minutes when Scott Pelley asked him, could you do this if you were running for re-election? And he said, absolutely not. It would be a death sentence. There's no reason to go across the aisle anymore. There's no chip that you can play here. And I think that's what we've gotten away from in politics a little bit. There is no, hey, I'm a Democrat, let's talk to a Republican and see if we can work things out. It's always, whatever happens, we're going to beat you. We're going to beat you into the ground. That's part of the problem. We need to get back to that bipartisan politics to get some things done in this country. But give the president credit. He said he was going to redo the NAFTA deal. Looks like he's doing it. He might have a long-lasting peace with North Korea. What's burning the liberals right now is the fact that this guy may be reelected in 2020 if he keeps doing the things that, oh, by the way, he said he was going to do.
Yeah. Thank you, Big Al. Kermit the Frog. 8:51, Piscopo in the morning. Susie Cerrone looking out for you, looking outside of the Lincoln Tunnel. Did they clear that up?
Yes.
And are we got injuries, Susie? Do we have any story?
What are four injuries. I'm assuming they're minor because if it's open, that's a good sign. I'm sorry that they're injured, but if it's open, that's a really good sign.
All right,
so,
Susie.
Yep. Outbound Lincoln reopened, Joe, from that earlier accident investigation, I'm pleased to say. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 25 for the upper, 15 to 20 for the lower. Inbound Lincoln is 20 minutes again. The outbound Holland Tunnel accident gone on the Helix. In at the Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 25 from either approach. Accident on the Cross Island northbound at the LIE in the left lane. Staten Island Expressway eastbound still packed. Richmond Avenue to across the Verrazano. The 59th Street Bridge upper level Manhattan bound at least an extra 20 minutes. Alternate side suspended meters. In effect is also a gridlock alert day. Last day today for the UN General Assembly. Aww. Accident on the Parkway southbound at 147. You're backed up from 151. The Parkway northbound is backed up 129 to 139. Accident in East Brunswick, Route 18 northbound north of the Turnpike. 22 eastbound still pretty much shut down near Springfield Road with a crash. Thruway is southbound a little slow from exit 12 into Westchester. Accident investigation 84 eastbound shut down exit 17 to 18. Connecticut 95 southbound slows 18 to 5. And boy, the LIE westbound is slow around Swamp Road right into Queens. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh likes the president's new refugee policy.
Did you know that Donald Trump announced this week that the ceiling for refugees that we will allow into this country will be 30,000? That's great news. This is all part of putting America first, taking care of American citizens, because not anybody and not everybody should be here.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program, weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11, on AM 970. The Answer.
Got it.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 5 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:55. You got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes from Jersey Joe. It's 8:55. I'll give you 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes. If you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and free filter from Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes. I'll give you to 9 o'clock, okay? Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. If you call 855-621-9949, all European models are excluded. You want to go to Route 22 Toyota. You want to talk to Alex Cancella. He's the general manager. He loves telling you about the 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And you don't have to deal with dummies when you go over there. That's what I love about Route 22 Toyota. Iggy, what a fine gentleman. Iggy Giuffre is. This is a great family. And Carmelo and Chester and Wendy and Johnny. I tell you about everybody over there, Route 22 Toyota. They love you. They will treat you like family. And you don't have to deal with dummies. Now, they give you this. One of the first five callers, in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. You got to check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. 855-621-9949, Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Lumberg in the house. Joey, how was the weekend, my friend? The
weekend was fantastic. Yeah. Nice weather this weekend. It wasn't, you know, the hot stuff that you and I like, but it was okay. It wasn't bad. Hey, it's going to get warm this week.
Oh, I love it, but it's doing good today and tomorrow,
yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, today's mid-70s, mid to upper 70s. I think we're going to be in the mid-70s tomorrow. Might be a shower in spots before the day is through today. Could be a couple of them around tomorrow afternoon and evening. And then I think Wednesday is going to be a fine day, mid to upper 70s. We could be near 80 on Thursday, too.
And we're in October, Joe Lumberg.
Yes, this is bonus weather. I love it.
All right, I love it, Joey. And welcome back, Joe. And always nice to hear from you. 8:57 right now. Joe will give us a breakdown as we go on the morning to see what the... And by the way, I always like to plug Mike Gallagher. Don't forget, 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. Now, don't forget, when we come back, Dr. Wednesday Martin. I love that as a name, Wednesday. That's a great name on this Monday. Wednesday Martin, cultural critic at large, a number one New York Times bestselling author. Her latest book is Untrue, and we want to talk about the Me Too era. So, Dr. Martin, you don't want to miss that. Then, you know, my buddy's Kevin Jackson. He says what he wants to say on this radio show, and I really believe We welcome everybody. You don't agree with me that that Matt Damon was funny on Saturday Night Live. I understand that. You have all the right to disagree with me. And you can call, by the way, and I see the call board, which we're going to go to after we talk to Dr. Martin. But I asked Kevin Jackson to come on the show because he got fired from Fox for being politically incorrect. We just got to stop. Settle down. Say, you know, say what you will. Say what you want. We hear you. But we can't start sniping at each other like that. But now we, our the First Amendment rights are being violated. So Kevin's going to come on the show in the 9 o'clock hour. And you know what? He's going to say what he wants on the Piscopo program. Kevin Jackson on Radio Piscopo coming up momentarily. And you always at 877-970-2999. Joe Piscopo, we are live in the greatest city in the world. Coming right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.